All right, so we're going to do this second episode of Supreme Optimum Self Podcast with the Mrs. Miss Jessica Neetu.
That's me.
Awesome. And we're going to dedicate this one to parenting, its finest moments and its worst moments. So I guess with that, like, what is one of the things that you look forward to the most when you knew that we were going to be parents?
The unconditional love. And I guess it is kind of conditional, though, isn't it? But just the fact that...
It's conditional. You must love me or else. No dino nuggets for you.
What I look forward to is just being able to raise this tiny human and have so much love for them that they feel never feel that they have to look outward for that love and know that they're always supported as they grow.
Okay, so now that, oh, by the way, for anybody that's listening, we have a one and, let's just call him 1.5, right? So it's 1.5-year-old that who has gone from baby boy, like our sweet little child, to
crazy
hell raising, you know, jumping off of the couch, running amok, hiding behind curtains, little monster. Love him though. So Mav, if you're here this later on in life, love you, bud. But what is it, or how do you feel now that he's 1.5 years? And, you know, you had those expectations. Like, what do you feel now as being a parent?
As having those expectations of...
Yeah,
I guess... love. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, you always see the parents post pictures or Facebook makes everything look so sweet, lovey, and dandy. And it's not like that all the time. It's not always lollipops and rainbows. It's the temper tantrums and the biting and the screaming, and you know, you every time you ask him to give you a hug or a kiss, you don't get that. You get him to run away and goes no as he runs away.
Tell the listeners about the biting, because I'm sure that you love that.
Oh my gosh, the other day, like, he was biting on my shoulder when we were at the store, and I literally, in order to get him to stop, tried to put my hand in between them, him and my arm, and he still kept going, so I pulled him all the way across, held him out at arm's length, and he was coming at me like a zombie. Like, trying to keep biting me. It was crazy. I never saw someone so determined to take a piece of my arm.
And I'm just going to go ahead and take this podcast to the next level, or this episode to the next level, because we were not fucking prepared to understand, like, how much energy it goes from 0 to 160 in such a short amount of time. And I say that because we had a sweet little baby boy last Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're doing this podcast on the 4th of July, or 3rd of July, Wednesday. And literally in that small amount of time, he's gone to sleep and he's had several naps. And now he's just a completely different person. So for all you parents out there, or people that are expected to be parents or just want some info on kids, that's how quickly they change. Like, when they say, you know, I'll take pictures and record everything because it goes by fast. No, it really, really just goes by fucking fast. And it's just, it's absolutely nuts. Absolutely nuts.
It's crazy. I mean, I still love him, obviously. Like, he's the love of my life, and we still get those sweet moments of cuddles or those moments where he just wants mama. And there's other things that, besides the crazy hectic wild child that I now have, I still have those moments of mama, or think he still reaches out to hold my hand when he gets scared or needs a little bit of help climbing on something, whatever it may be. He's still my sweet boy, but he just has way more energy and is just a little bit more unpredictable. And I think it's funny because now is when the challenge begins, because when he is a baby and you don't have the you thought it was really hard because you were getting lack of sleep, and he's crying, and you have to figure out why he's crying, but there was always an answer. Now is where the real psychological challenge starts, because now you and I are having discussions of how do we discipline him, how do we reprimand him for these actions and still be very conscious of what we do to his psyche.
Yeah, now it's getting real, because now it's like every single decision that you and I have to make literally affect his being and the way that he reacts to certain situations for the rest of his life. And I just feel like these are the critical moments that in our generation our parents kind of missed out on. Maybe it was just lack of knowledge, or the fact that we just didn't understand, you know, children's psyche to what it is now. But it definitely, you can see in the way that we react to those moments, like he takes it and he takes it with stride, and it affects his day, even down to the point where, you know, Mav says thank you and he says please for everything, and it's not something we taught him. He just
picked up on us saying it all the time, whether we're out in public or even to each other. We're really polite, so he picked up on that, and we didn't have to physically teach him that.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, like obviously amongst everything, you know, with the bad there's good, there's positive and there's love, and you can tell that he cares for us deeply. And even when we're at Downtown Disney and he runs away from us as soon as we pretend like we're not going to follow him or we're walking somewhere else, he just starts darting all the way back just to kind of be with us. So there's obviously love there. But I guess to wrap up this first episode of Parenting 101 for Supreme Optimum Self with Mrs. and Mr., what would you say is a one piece of advice you would give to new parents out there that are, they don't even have the baby in their arms yet, they're just awaiting and they have all those expectations?
Read. Read a lot. And even then you're gonna get so tired of reading and read so many different scenarios and or parenting hacks or advice or whatever. Choose whatever which one works best for you and your family. There's no right or wrong way to raise a child. You do with what works for you and the personality of your baby. Like, we try to follow all the rules, and we're pretty good at it as far as don't sleep with the baby. But guess what? There were nights where he would wake up crying in the middle of the night, as, you know, he's a couple months old. So he ended up fitting in the crevice of my arm in our bed. But for the most part, he was in his crib or the pack and play next to the bed when he was really, really little. So, like, you're going to break rules here and there, and whatever works for you, because you need to get some sleep yourself, and then also, first and foremost, take care of the baby and yourself and your relationship. So, don't lose sight of that.
Absolutely. So, with that being said, we love you guys. Make sure to follow. Hit the little notification. I think it's a bell on either Spotify or... if you're listening on Anchor as well, just hit that bell and you'll be notified with any new episodes we have coming up. We're going to be talking about everything from parenting to living in California to rent to, you know, trying to become a better person, a better self, you know, better son, daughter, father, mother, all the above. We're just going to talk all about that stuff and kind of have an open forum with that. So thank you again, guys. Hope you have a great 4th of July. Say bye, Mama.
See ya.
All right. Peace.